okay, let's try leggings. And unlike every stupid idea we'd had before that nothing actually materialized from, 1 week later, we actually had 18 pairs of female leggings we purchased from eBay, drew our male logo on with Tipex, and were still on Brick Lane Market. Now, my question to you, the listener, is how many male leggings, male in quotation marks, do you think we sold during those 8 freezing cold hours? A grand total of 0 pairs. But we did learn about our potential customers and had fun. So we moved ahead, created an e-commerce store, designed real male leggings, and had them shipped over from China. And in March 2013, we sold our first pair to somebody that we didn't know. This was an incredible feeling. To have an idea, to do something for someone, and then get paid, it was this incredible feeling that went on to fuel an obsession that still exists today, an obsession that has me, that led to me spending almost all of my waking hours either thinking about or building and selling things on the internet. Over the next 7 chapters, I'll walk you through a process that has arisen as a result of this 4-year obsession. But before we get into this, why am I qualified to teach you about how to build an automated value-producing system? Prior to setting up the aforementioned male leggings e-commerce store that started 2013, 1 year before the decision to leave Accenture, I did not have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. And again, I love when you hear stories, say from Gary Vaynerchuk or Warren Buffett, about how they pulled the flowers from the front garden when they were 3 years old and then sold them to the house owner for a hefty profit, or when they were doing paper rounds when they were like 2.5 years old. I was like the complete opposite. I never actually did anything entrepreneurial until I was 22 years old, until we had that male legging store. I followed the herd from a public school to a university studying the subject that would please my parents. I then left university and headed to the corporate job that would impress my friends and mother. Now, I don't share this to impress you, but rather to impress upon you that to take advantage of the current entrepreneurial revolution, you do not need to be the guy who was selling newspapers at 4 years old. You can develop this skill set just as I did. It may seem crazy today, with jobs being taken by computers and industries being created and destroyed in ever-shortening time periods. For example, Kodak's 20,000 employees were replaced by 14 from Instagram in a few years. Clearly, those with the ability to produce value-producing systems will achieve real security, whether that be living and working from anywhere in the world, not working in the afternoon to allow you to collect the children from school, or buying the house of your dreams. I can't sit here and predict what you will achieve. All I can say is that you'll be surprised. Here are a few headlines from my adventures since that fateful walk home. And in the book, we have a bulleted list of sort of notable achievements over the past 3 years since I made that decision. 2014, got serious and decided I'd replace my salary at Accenture by the end of the year. Spoke at TEDx Russell Square about failure. Appeared on the BBC One television show Dragon's Den with the male leggings company. Didn't get investment. Tried about 10 different online businesses. Failed at most, but learned a massive amount. Irresponsibly invested 80% of my net worth in Bitcoin. 2015. Replaced Accenture salary with revenue from internet business. Quit Accenture in January 2015. Handed in notice on the predicted day. Studied London's biggest startup marketing meetup. Bought a service business for $800. Made $14,000 over the next 12 months, fully automated. Sold first site on Flipper for $483. Threw away all possessions. Traveled the world whilst working from the internet. 2016, sold service business purchased in 2014 for $5,000. Built Virtual Valley Marketplace connecting entrepreneurs and Filipino virtual assistants. Featured on the HubSpot Virgin Entrepreneur blog, the $100 MBA podcast, and the top podcast by Nathan Latka. Launched the 0 to 4 million podcast to number one in iTunes, new and noteworthy. Sold 90% of Virtual Valley for 5 figures to a US-based marketing company. Built and sold the information product Virtual Assistant Mastery. Moved back to London. Started a SaaS business with £32,000 investment valued at £400,000 from day one. To date, 2017, first angel investment. Launched the Internet Entrepreneur Association. Grew a Sneeze, a software company, from idea to $100 per month in recurring revenue in 3 months. So I guess the choice is yours. Do you want to step out of line, do something different, to do something you may regret, something that could ruin your career, something incredibly hard that only 1% of people around the world actually achieve? You may think this could be too much of a risk, when in fact the riskier option is to do nothing and to wait for the next guy to build the automated value-producing system that will crush your existing business or bankrupt your employer.